Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I sincerely hope my passion for protecting and preserving the great outdoors is heard through this podcast show and on Joey B TV. So why am I so excited? Is it because the Christmas season is upon us and I'm filled with joy? Well, probably yes. I love everything about Christmas and what it stands for. But to add to this, I am so hopeful because of what we share. Our job is to get out there and have this great hope for the outdoors. This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. First, let's take a look at my assistant scientist, Gabby. Here's a great story. We were on a hayride at a pumpkin farm with our bounty of pumpkins. We're going back, and in the distance, I hear enormous flocks of grackles cackling away in the trees. She asked me, like, what's that noise? It's the perfect teachable moment. Yeah, again, you always look for these moments in life. Our short discussion and her appetite to learn about the outdoors, awesome. So I tell her a couple things about grackles, color, size, birds, how many are up in the trees. And by the way, there were thousands in these trees, in a tree line. So as the hayride's getting closer, someone else, who we don't know, another family member, says to one of their family members, says, what's that noise? Gabby instantly begins to explain about the grackles. The person asks Gabby, how do you know? She smiles, looks at them, looks at me, and she simply says, he's a scientist and I'm his assistant. It was just like one of the best lines. She has had some very, very funny lines. She had a line last night about how many baskets she scored versus what grandma thought she would score and all this. Just some great things at dinner last night. So from adult to child and back to adult, I've noticed in the outdoors that there are so many people that want to share their knowledge. And this is, for me, a hope for the outdoors. And I've mentioned this before in a few other shows. There are two groups specifically, because, hey, I'm sure there's many. There are two groups specifically that love to share their knowledge. Those are birders. You get out there for the first time in migration or something, and birders will not only teach you about the birds. You don't have a great pair of binoculars or a spotting scope. They'll put you on the bird. They share this knowledge. And the other one are fly fishermen. And I am personally a big-time fly fisherman. I fly fish the country. And fly fishermen, they always want to share their knowledge as well, except for those secret fishing spots. I'm joking there. Learning from each other, caring for each other, and sometimes caring for the same principles, morals, values. That gives me hope. Before I go on to my next example, let's stay with Gabby for a while. She has a book that she claims has every animal in the world in it. She reads it to me about a specific animal, and then she leaves blanks that I must fill in. Part of it is to quiz me in a fun way, and part of it is so we can share a moment about the outdoors, because I'm always, like, I had filmed about snowy owls, and she knows this in the wild, so she went to the snowy owl, and she's quizzing me, so to speak, and asking me questions she wants to learn. But she wants to hear she wants to know more about it. Last night, because, and I think this is great, her teacher has them, part of their, I'll call it homework, is they must do 20 minutes a day. Parents sign off on it. Grandparents sign off. It doesn't matter who it is. An adult signs off that they're reading. And I had given her a book on wolves. And it was a short book, but I said to her, while you're reading this book, you could stop me anytime and ask me any question. For those of you that don't know, I've done research on wolves in the wild. Spent a lot of time in the wild with wolves. No, I was not raised by them. No, seriously. Last night, before basketball practice, she'd be reading and say, hey, did you know? Or she said, and then I would tell her a story. Well, and I was tracking wolves. And then she says, well, how do you track wolves? And then the really, really cool thing happened were walking into basketball practice, and at the rec center, you could see that there were vehicle tracks up on the sidewalk. I guess they were going to do some work, a truck driving over, and she saw footprints too, and she asked a question. I says, "You see those tracks?" And she goes, "I get it." And then right away, it was like the clicking in mind. So I needed to share that, and that just happened last night. It was pretty neat. So you see, I have hope for the outdoors, and there's nothing greater when we're educating our youth, and that absolutely gives me hope. The next glimmer of hope comes from a quartet. No, I am not going to sing, but you probably don't know this, but my minor in college was music. Well, the quartet happens to be my nephews Wyatt and Dylan and my good friends Jim Desai and Nancy Nolte. You probably know Nancy Nolte's brother, Nick Nolte, the actor. Nancy's a very good friend of mine. Anyway, so Dylan, he's a sophomore at Texas A&M, and his twin brother Wyatt is a sophomore at the University of South Carolina. Big SEC schools. Well, we stay in communication while they're at college. You know, phone calls and Facebook private messages. Let me tell you this. For those active college students, for those of you that are out there, and you want to just keep something going, rapport going, Facebook private message. Again, and I'm not a big, those that know me know that I am definitely not a big social media guy, but I can actually just, send them that private message. Most times my words are encouragement or time management ideas, as well as some motivational themes. That's my coaching background. It always comes out in these moments. And our entire family this year, Christmas time, we returned to the cold Northeast. So both men always want to ask, do you think we can find a warm day to fish? You see, these to me are bonding days that we always, get out. So for me, it's getting out of my office, and into my office. But I'm going to tell you that, my office, it's the great outdoors. I'm going to let you know that I stole that line from a fishing guide. We had one in Yellowstone National Park. We arrived at Soda Butte. It's at sunrise. We get out of his truck and he says, "Gentlemen, welcome to my office." I'm either filming the outdoors, teaching about it on stage or in a classroom or in front of, this studio here or in the studio here with the podcast shows. Now, when I'm with Wyatt and Dylan, it could be as simple as we're at the pond and a great blue heron flies overhead and our discussion begins. It's anything about nature. There are people in our lives who love to share their piece of the earth. And I don't mean Google Earth. I'll explain this. My good friend Jim and Nancy, they allow us to fish there anytime, unannounced. If I was to show up today at Nancy's farm with a band of merry men, that's Robin Hood gig, sorry. Well, anyway, she would welcome me with anyone. It's utterly amazing. Well, Wyatt, Dylan, and I fished the pond. It's a very large pond. It's sort of like the tweener pond between the pond and the lake. It's just a real, real large pond. We have a canoe there at our disposal. And we're all catch and release guys. So the fish we catch, we release them so they can grow up and have families. And I think that's also the hope for the outdoors is passing a little bit of something on. And again, they are definitely catch and release guys. Well, this beautiful respite gives hope for our future generations also. They have the beautiful scenery, the moment. And this is the only way we can could continue to protect and preserve farmland is they need to see it. They need to be there. This is the discussion that we have had. After Nancy's farm, we head over to Jim's. His humor and wit is second to none. And I'd love to say this, by the way, that I was like the king of humor and wit, but I know that Jim is the funniest man I know. I hope he's not listening to this because, number one, he's just going to take it in and break my chops for the rest of my life about it. And then the second thing is he will remind me daily on a Facebook private message. I'm just joking about that. Now, Jim is also, he's a super knowledgeable outdoorsman, including fishing. So when I go there, Jim gets to share his knowledge and experiences. So I know my nephews at that juncture are learning from someone else. Again, you don't want to hear from the same voice. We need to hear that. So fishing at Jim's allows my nephews to get that, expert opinion somewhere else. Too many times we get comfortable in life. Steve Fitzhugh, who was a defensive back for the Denver Broncos, is the best speaker I have ever heard. Truly. I've been with Steve many times at FCA camp. He speaks about the way we learn is to step out of our comfort zone. Right now, draw an imaginary box where you're standing. Well, you might be sitting listening, but you're standing. Well, here's the deal. In this imaginary box, that is our comfort zone. We keep everything to us. Our knowledge is in there, our morals, our values, everything we own, so to speak. Of course, we've developed personal opinions, and that happens by what and who we've been with, what we're learning from throughout our lives. Now, we need to continue to learn from each other, even respecting and listening to ideas we may not agree with, which are outside our comfort zone. For us to make better decisions, and I'm going to come back to this in a few minutes, we need to hear opinions contrary to ours, because we need to step back into our comfort zone. Hey, and by the way, we all will step back into it and to make those correct decisions for the great outdoors. When I was doing research on non-native plants on the sagebrush steppe out in Idaho, I had many conversations with one of the heads of the BLM. And if you don't know what the BLM or government is, a Bureau of Land Management, and they're making national policy on government lands. I was able to learn reasons on why some of the lands were open to outdoor activities that initially were contrary to my personal opinions. Again, I was in my comfort zone, but I had to step out to learn a little bit more. I was able to learn the behind-the-scenes decision-making that gives me hope for the outdoors. If you notice that, for those of you, and again, we have some very loyal listeners, I'd say internationally, because we have people from all over the globe listening. And by the way, I really mean this humbly. I'm very proud about that. Pretty neat. But if you notice, I have never spoken about politics on this show. That's my policy. So please listen to this. You need to listen. Again, going back to what Steve Fitzhugh said, is stepping out of the comfort zone. You need to listen to both sides of every issue so you can make informed decisions about protecting and preserving habitats, forests, farmlands. And then if it's a vote to it, your vote does count. So that's not me saying, hey, politics, do this, do that. Hey, it is my job to always inform, and then it is your job to take that information and to do something with it, whether you happen to be a child learning about education or an adult. This gives me hope for the outdoors. So at this time of the year, this Christmas spirit is always alive in my home. So it is the hope that we will continue to make great decisions to protect and preserve the natural world in which we live and I love so much. Until next time, and actually until next year, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.